Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Mike Downer, talking Hiawatha Red Hawk football. The Red Hawks are 4-4 on the season. They finished Big 7 league play 4-2. Obviously a huge game last week for a lot of different reasons, and a game that started off pretty good, Coach, but as the game went on, things just didn't seem to be going in your favor, I guess. Talk about the start and then some of the things that didn't go as well as that game progressed at Sabetha last week.
Yeah, like you said, I think that, you know, we got off on a good foot, got up 3-0. You know, offensively, we executed pretty well. You know, unfortunately, as the game went on, they, you know, Sabetha was a good team. We knew that they would play hard. And they, you know, it's tough to match that physicality for four quarters, kind of like we talked about last week. And that's, you know, we had some guys kind of get injured, some guys in different spots in the second half, which didn't help a lot. But, you know, we... Well, that's kind of what our message was at halftime, is we got to just hang in there and keep playing. And, you know, unfortunately, a couple things went wrong, and they kind of got a couple cheap scores on us because we weren't lined up right or we didn't know what we were doing. But, you know, again, credit to those guys for they are who we thought they were, and they're good. And, they're probably going to have some success. And, you know, it's like I said, we played a good first half, but I hope we can kind of continue to progress on that first half of football as we look ahead to Hayden here.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. I mean, you're going to face another physical football team this week, so I guess it's that, you know, being able to match the physicality of opponent and play hard through all four quarters and execute without mistakes. I mean, I guess that's kind of a similar probably message this week that you're looking at that you maybe didn't see completely against Sabetha last Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's here at the end of our schedule, we've seen, you know, a lot of physical teams, which is, you know, it helps us in preparation for teams like Hayden and things like that. So, you know, our message this week is, you know, you've played physical football teams, you know what to expect, you know how to try to compete the best you can, and, you know, we're just going to keep trying to get after it, and hopefully our guys will, you know, adjust, and we keep moving along, and as we keep playing, and hopefully we can keep it close and keep playing hard. And, you know, I told the guys, I think, you know, it's going to be a tough game, no doubt about it. But they give us some things, and we should be able to execute and do some things.
Well, I mean, the diversity of your offense, we've talked about it all season, and your ability to do some things on special teams. And, you know, we talked before about your defense, able to pitch a couple shutouts, hold a couple other opponents to just one score. So it seems like, obviously, there's been huge growth this season, and the success and the wins have come. But it's still just a matter, I guess, against a good team of being able to put all three phases and everything together for four quarters, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, we've done that against, you know, the lower half of the league teams and some not quite as great competition. And we need to, you know, keep progressing and moving forward. And like you said, we have. I think the kids have done a good job preparing this year and understanding where we need to be at as far as the future and looking ahead of, you know, teams that we need to compete against and play with. And I think those guys, you know, our younger guys are doing a real good job of understanding that as well. So, you know, I look forward to, you know, the future and what the future holds for some of our young guys.
No doubt. Have you noticed a big difference just in, like, confidence level and practice? Obviously, you've got more numbers out and some kids with some more experience. But just on a day-to-day basis, I guess, do you sense with the success, the confidence of these individuals and that growing as a team?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard to find some things, you know, when you get beat like we did last week. But, you know, we as coaches, there was some positives out there, especially early on, you know, the first half. And that's the biggest thing we try to drive home to our kids is, you know, look, you can do it. You can, as long as you continue to execute it, you know, at the end of the Sabetha game or in the second half, we weren't blocking as well, just little things like that. And I think, you know, our guys are starting to understand it's got to be four quarters and we got to continue to progress throughout the game. We can't just have a good half and then relax. So, yeah, we're looking at continually trying to put four quarters together.
As mentioned, the game is at Hayden this Friday night. We'll talk about it briefly with Coach Downard right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Downard, Hiawatha at Hayden. We kind of previewed it a little bit, Coach, but talk about what Hayden does, if that compares maybe to some of the other opponents that you faced and what you feel like are kind of keys to the matchup here in the postseason this week.
Yeah, they run some similar sets on offense that that Sabetha did last week. So that's kind of a, you know, a plus for us that we've seen some of the things that they're going to do to us. You know, we saw that last week. They also do a nice job of mixing in some things that we haven't really seen. You know, they pass the ball a little bit. They do play action really well. You know, Sabetha did that, caught us a couple times in those play actions as well. So those are, you know, we watched the Sabetha film, and these are things you're going to see again this week. You know, their line's big. They're going to be physical. You know, our line, that's kind of been the message for us this week is, you know, you got to fight and scrap and claw and do everything you can just to maintain a block and hold your block. And so I think, you know, I think our guys mentally are preparing well for that.
Final thought, Coach. We've talked over the last few weeks about the resurgence of the program and things starting to come together and more wins than the team's had in quite a while, and in the playoffs for the first time in quite a while. But do you feel like that they're not satisfied, still looking forward? I mean, now that they're in the playoff bracket and anything can happen to any team on any given night, is the team excited about it, although it's a daunting task to go to Hayden and compete this week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's kind of been our message this week is, hey, we're in the playoffs. You know, it's any, like you just said, anything can happen. And I think our guys are watching film, and they're, you know, through practice yesterday, and we'll get after it again today. You know, you can see that they're kind of understanding that, hey, if we play fundamentally sound, we execute and we block like we're supposed to, we're going to have a chance. So, you know, very, very pleased with our guys and understanding who we're about to go play and how to prepare and how to attack.
Coach, appreciate your time. As always, best of luck on Friday night at Hayden.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jeff.
Coach Mike Downard of the Red Hawks, the Hiawatha Locker Room Chats on KNZA each week and MSESports.net are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meininger and his team at State Farm in Hiawatha.